discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Apostle E.A. Ajay. Apostle E.A. Ajay is the founder and pastor of Devotional Light Church. He is also the founder of the Jesus the Answer campaign and an author of several best-selling books. Devotional Light Church is a vibrant church with people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to E.A. Ajay.
Today I'm teaching on mercy. Please be seated. Our Holy Spirit, I'll take the offerings and tithe later. Amen. You see, I want to show you something in the Bible. Exodus chapter 25:17-22. Amen. Today I'm teaching about mercy. Amen. Mercy. Anyway, I haven't forgotten about the mothers, but it's better to flow with the wind. Amen. Exodus chapter 25:17-22. Exodus chapter 25:17-22. So let's read it. It says, God was speaking to Moses. The background of this is God was speaking to my mic. Make sure God was speaking to Moses. And the background of this is God has told Moses to make him, build him a place called the Holies of Holies, where God himself would dwell. The Holies of Holies stand for where God would dwell. That means there are places you won't find God. Never forget that. Amen. You see, God built a tabernacle, and the tabernacle had the outer court. It had the holy place, and he had the Holies of Holies. You didn't find God in the compound. You didn't find God in the outer court. Are you with me? It's all right. You didn't find God in the outer court. You didn't find God in the holy place. You found God in the Holies of Holies. And this is what God said to Moses, to make sure he make and make sure it is at the Holies of Holies. And he said, make an... Give me King James, please. King James throughout, please. The word atonement is good, but it's not the right word. Amen. They try to make us understand, but they have confused us. And said, thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubim of gold, of beaten work, shall thou make them in the 2 ends of what? The mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubim on the 2 ends thereof. So God told Moses to make a mercy seat. You see, God told Moses to what? Make a mercy seat. So the 19-21 is meant to go to and say, then the cherub shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look on to one another. Towards the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be, and thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark. And in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee, and there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, and between the 2 cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all the things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. So God asks Moses to make an ark. Amen. Please pay attention. To make a special ark, then God told Moses to make something called mercy seat. And he said the mercy seat must be used to cover. Please, let her sit well, maybe that side, and face here or there, please. Please pay attention. The mercy seat must be used to cover what? The ark. Please, are you listening?
Yes.
Have you come to watch man or listen? Let her face like this, but let her sit there so that if anything, she have that space. Where you are standing, let her sit face there, please. Okay, are you here? So he said he should make a mercy what? Seat. And he should use the mercy seat to cover. Do you get the pictures? Are you able to display it? He should use the mercy seat to cover the ark of the covenant. And note what? He said, there. Note to. There. He said, there I will meet with thee. So God was saying that where he will meet with Moses, where he will meet with that, there must be a mercy seat there. Where he will meet, there must be a mercy seat. So the mercy seat, the reason why God was saying that the mercy seat must be there, because he said there he will meet with him. And not only will he meet with, he said there he will commute, means speak with what? Thee from above the mercy seat. So God was saying that I'll not only meet you at where the mercy seat is, but if I'm speaking to you, I'll speak from above the mercy seat. Meaning whatever I speak to you will go through the mercy seat. And not only whatever, but every commandment I give to the children of Israel, there I will speak it and go through the command mercy seat. So what was God saying? God was saying that, listen, in my presence, where I am and where I will speak to you, there must be a mercy seat. And I will speak from above the mercy seat. And everything I say, meaning everything I say, and every word of mine will come through the mercy seat. Please, you understand. Now, God is not a fool. Yes. Many Christians, the way we behave and think, is as if God is a fool. Because it's as if we don't know why God do things. Even you, the way you do your hair, if even your husband do it, change it small, you will be trouble. Because you want your hair just as you want. And you think God doesn't know why he does things and just as he wants it. Yeah. Amen. So note, what I want to know, God instructed them to make a mercy seat. Amen. Now, Exodus chapter 26, verse 34. Amen. The reason why we are reading this, I want you to know that the mercy seat will be put. He said, thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. That is the holiest of holies. You see, and the most holy place is where even if the priest is going, he only goes once a year. And the Bible says, if the priest is not careful and not ready, God can strike him. Yeah. So he has to have bells on him.
Yeah.
So that as he's moving, those outside will know the priest is alive. If the bell stops shaking, meaning he's dead. Amen. And God said the mercy seat must be what? In the most what? Holy place. Please, are we okay? Okay. So note, the mercy seat is at the most holy place. And that is where God meets with man. And God speaks above. It's not a coincidence. He speaks above. I mean, wherever he said goes through the mercy seat to us. Are you getting it? Okay. Show them a picture of the mercy seat for them to understand what I'm saying. So this is the ark of the covenant, but the top one is the mercy seat. So this is not the mercy seat. Do you get it? So you know when we read, it said he should make a cover. So the ark of the covenant contained what? The rod of Aaron, the manna, and the stones as testimony, the living word. In other words, it contained the word. So, and what covers the word, the man, everything, is the mercy seat. So the top is the mercy seat. This is the ark of the covenant. please, another picture. Many people know the Ark of the Covenant like this, which is not a problem. But this is the Ark of the Covenant. The top is the mercy seat. Please, you understand. And it's not a coincidence. Remember, God designed, say it has to be made of solid gold. It can't rust. It can't change. Solid gold means everlasting. Whenever you see gold, it stands for everlasting. Praise the Lord Jesus. And say, there I will speak to you from above the mercy seat. Why is it that? Today I'm talking about mercy. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. Why would God ask them to make a mercy seat and put it in the holiest of holies? And said, there he will meet with them and he will speak above the mercy seat. Specific. Meaning anything you say will go. Why is it that? Because this was God speaking. Because he said, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. Why? Because God desires mercy. He likes mercy. He prefers, the word desire means prefer mercy. If given the choice, we'll always choose mercy. So what I want you to note now is that God desires mercy above everything. Why am I saying above everything? Because he said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. When you sacrifice, is the most important and the first thing before God. You can't serve God without sacrifice. If you study the tabernacle, before you even get to the holy place, the moment you enter, you have to wash and sacrifice. When Christ came, he sacrificed. When Jesus said we should carry our cross, what he meant is sacrificial life. You can't serve God or any spirit without sacrifice. It's impossible. You cannot be an anointed man of God without sacrifice. We sacrifice our time, our career, our interest, all those things. Jesus said, until you carry your cross and you follow me. So, and the cross means sacrifice. But you see, he said he desire mercy and not sacrifice. So it means that he desire mercy above everything. That is why he said they should build a mercy seat in his presence. And through the mercy seat, he will speak even his commandment. Are you getting it? So today I'm teaching about mercy. So I want you to understand that God Almighty desires mercy. He wants mercy. If he's given the choice, he will choose mercy. He always go for mercy. That is why in Matthew chapter 9 verse 13, when Jesus was ministering, was doing good, and the people, 9 verse 13, were not happy. They tried to oppose Jesus. Look at what Jesus said. He said, but go ye and learn what thou meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. They didn't understand that Jesus was calling sinners, healing sinners, being with sinners, giving sinners another chance, another opportunity, acquitting some, forgiving some. And he said, because you don't understand, so you go and learn what it means, what we read in Hosea, that I will have mercy and not sacrifice. So this even gives us insight. So it means that whenever we are dealing with God, he always chooses to have mercy. God always comes from an angle to have mercy. God always comes from an angle to choose mercy. And know what he said. He said we should learn what that statement means. So every Christian must understand what the mercies of God mean. Every Christian must also know the mercy of God. Every Christian must know that God chooses mercy. God desires to have mercy on people. And the same scripture, Matthew chapter 12 verse 7, he said the same thing, amen. Remember the 9 verse 13, he said we should learn what it means, amen. And the 12 verse 17, Jesus repeated it again. He said, you do not know what it means when God said, I would rather what? Have mercy. He said, but if ye had known what this means, that statement, Hosea, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. The guiltless. No, not the guilty, the guiltless. So it also make us understand that statement, God, is not in God's interest to condemn anyone. If given the chance, the opportunity, he will choose mercy. He will have mercy. That's why as a pastor, I don't try to please anybody. I'm not talking about sin. I'm not talking about sin. But I'm not worried whether I get it wrong. I'm not talking about sin. I can get it wrong. Maybe I just have to say, be quiet, then after service I speak to you. But I'll just say, hey, please sit down. If I get it wrong, I'm counting on his mercy. You might not know. I can't speak for myself. So I'll use the word try. I try to be disciplined. I try to obey the word of God. I try to do anything that we are to do. But I don't rely on any of them. If you really know me and you stay with me, anybody who tried to do me, I don't like, I always correct them. I rely on mercy. I rely on mercy. Because, you see, because he prefers mercy. We are looking at it. So what is mercy? We must understand what mercy is. What mercy means. Because many Christians don't understand mercy. So mercy is the embodiment of everything good. Mercy is the embodiment of favor, compassion, goodness. Favor is favor. Goodness is goodness. But mercy is the embodiment of favor, of goodness, of kindness, of compassion, of pity. Because sometimes, in order for God to have mercy on you, he has to favor you. Sometimes, in order for God to have mercy on you, he has to show you compassion. Sometimes, in order for God to have mercy on you, he has to show you kindness. Sometimes, in order for God to have compassion on you, he has to be pitiful towards you. So, mercy is greater than favor. Yeah, because favor means favor. Mercy is greater than kindness. Mercy is greater than the goodness of God. But if God is to show you mercy, sometimes his mercy is to heal you. That is his mercy. So in other words, mercy is the embodiment of everything good from God. That's why he chooses mercy. That's why he prefers mercy. You see, do we have dictionary there? Okay. Maybe you can look at the meaning of mercy. But you see, the Hebrew word for mercy how will you pronounce C-H-E-C-E-D? C-H-E-C-E-D. Why, none of you did literature. C-H-E-C-E-D. Where are the English teachers? Eh? Where are the British? Where? C-H-E-C-E-D. Yeah, how you pronounce it? Okay, the Hebrew word for mercy is shed. I'll pronounce it C-H-E-C-E-D. Shed. C-H-E-C-E-D. I don't want to say sheddy or shesit. The E-D is silent. You understand? But that word means what? Favor. Kindness. It means what? Goodness. The Greek word for mercy is elos, E-L-O-S. Have I pronounced it right? Elos, E-L-O-S. That's the Greek word for mercy. And the Greek word for mercy, elos, means what? Mercy. Not only mercy, because, you know, it has encamped there. It also means pity. It means compassion. You see, so the dictionary or the Bible dictionary describe what? Mercy as kindness of men towards someone in doing favors or benefits. So mercy is God's kindness towards us. To do us favor or benefit. That's why it is the compound or the embodiment of everything. And if you are a Christian, it is important you know God, that he prefers mercy. That he is willing to have mercy first. That first and foremost, he chooses mercy. That when he's coming to deal with you, he always comes from an angle ready to show mercy. Not only that, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 to 7. Now we are going to read a few scriptures. But the reason why we are going to read these few scriptures is to show you that mercy, God's nature is mercy. That God is merciful. You must understand this. Other than that, you will destroy yourself. And say, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, the abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of what? The fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. But the point I want you to know that he was mentioning what God is. And he said, the Lord God, merciful. He's what? Merciful. And he showed mercy. Keeping mercy for what? Thousands. Amen. So God is merciful. God always wants to show kindness to people. He doesn't encourage evil. No. He doesn't want sin. No. But he's always coming from an area to show mercy. Because he is merciful. That is his nature. He's not only merciful. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 14 says, his mercy is great. He's not only merciful, he does not only keep mercy for thousands, but his mercy is great. And David said unto God, I am in great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of what? The Lord, for his mercies are great. This was when David had sinned against God. And God said, I am going to punish you. David has repented. And God said, I have forgiven your sins. Because I have forgiven you, you won't die. But you have to be disciplined. So choose three things. Either I'll let that country come against you, or I'll let there be famine, or me myself, I will deal with you. And David, knowing God, said, I rather choose God. Yes, he said, God, you deal with me because I know you, that you are merciful. The moment you start dealing with me, you will stop. If you should continue to pray, read. He said, but as for men, when they come, they will not stop because great is the mercy of God. Yes. And truly, when God started dealing with David, started punishing David, and David said, oh God, no, he said, bring offering, and he told the angel to start. His mercies are great. His mercies are great. He doesn't condone sin, no. He hates sin like this. He punishes sin. But your sins does not mean he's writing you off. Your mistake doesn't mean that's the end. He's always coming with mercy. So if you allow yourself, if you receive the mercy, he will show you mercies. His mercies are great. It won't finish. It won't finish. No, it won't finish. It's not. His mercies are not only great. Amen. But Psalm 103 verse 8, I like how he put it. He said his mercies are, he said the Lord is plenteous in mercy. Not plenteous. Plenteous in what? Mercy. He said, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and what? Plenteous in mercy. The only thing that hurts me the most, that for many, they are not aware of God's mercy. For some, even as God is showing them mercy, they take it for granted. Instead of to receive the mercy and correct themselves and flow with the mercy. Sometimes the only reason nothing has happened to you is because mercy. Not because he condoned that or he can't see that. And not because judgment will not come, but he prefers mercy first. Plenteous. Not only great mercy, but plenteous in mercy. Micah chapter 7 verse 18 is one of my favorite scriptures on mercy. He said, the Lord delights in mercy. He delights in mercy. 7 verse 8. 18, yeah. See, he said, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever. Why? Because he delighteth in mercy. It is sad that many people, when they fall in their own life by themselves, instead of reaching out to the mercies of God, they rather get offended and they move out of the church, out of place, out of the kingdom. Because they don't know that God delights in mercy. If only you will come like the man and say, Son of David, have mercy on me. I know, give me another chance. He delights in that. He chooses that. He wants that. He prefers mercy. Because without mercy, none of us can stand. None of us will make it. Until you understand that God prefers mercy, you will destroy yourself. Or you go for what you cannot hold. Thank God. It's because of his mercy that is. You see, one time I was speaking to somebody and I said, pay attention, please. I was speaking to somebody and I said, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if you've been righteous all your life and you stop being righteous and you begin to live as a sinner, God consider you as a sinner. And if you're a sinner all your life and you stop sinning and begin to live righteous, God consider you as a righteous man. The person say, why shouldn't be so? I say, no, if it wasn't so, none of us would qualify. Because remember, when you became a born again, you were a sinner. No one became born again when he was righteous before God. And I told the person, it's because of the mercy of God, you can always have a fresh start, a clean slate. You can say, since I'm married, I've never done this. You can say, since I got a job, I've never stolen. You see, you couldn't say that since you were born. But you can say, since I got a job, I've never stolen. You can say, since I rebaptized, I've never done this.
Amen.
is the mercy of God. Amen. Clean slate.
Amen.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
And if truly you see this, that's when you realize your past doesn't matter. In fact, when you think of a past you love, you say, I was blind. I was a fool. I didn't know anything. It won't affect you, because by the mercies of God, by the mercies of God, since you accepted Christ and that 31st night service, you say no more. Since then, so as far as God is concerned, you are that. Plenteous. Don't forget that. It's his mercy. No, this is his delight in mercy. But don't forget, plenteous is what? His mercy. He does not only delight in mercy. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. He does not only delight in mercy. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 says, he's rich in mercy. But God, who is what? Rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us. Wow. He is rich in mercy. Meaning, when it comes to mercy, he's touched up. He has mercy. He has more than you will need. Stashed out. Rich in mercy. People are rich in money. He's rich in mercy. Because he delights in mercy. Because he prefers mercy. He has chosen to have mercy. One of the simplest prayers in the Bible. Son of David, have mercy on me. There's a song that goes, Son of David, have mercy on me tonight. Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me today. It sounds good. I'm singing well. Wow. Mercy. Gifty, you were saying you have to work for God, though. You have to find a job. There are so many jobs you can do here. We need Sunday school teacher. We need someone to do the projector, the cameras. We need a lot of work to be done. So if you were active in India, don't slow down. You have to keep that fire. Eh? So we'll speak after service. Yeah, you are not backing down at all. Yeah. You are not backing down at all. The Greek word is what? Elos. E-L-O-S. What did you say? Elios. Is it Elios?
Elios.
Yes. 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 Yeah. It means mercy. It means compassion. It means favor. And why does one word mean so many things? Because some, for God to have mercy on you, he has to show you compassion. Some, to have mercy on you, he has to favor you. Some, to have mercy on you, he has to show you his kindness. Some, to have mercy on you, he has to forgive you. Some, to have mercy on you, he just give you a gift. Yeah. Some, to have mercy on you, he just add you on those who qualify. Oh, yes. Some work the whole day. He paid them generous. Some work just 1 hour. He gave them the same money. It is his mercy. Yeah, it is his mercy. Because it won't affect you. You still got your 5,000 a month. Good money. But he has shown mercy to others. He's merciful. Great is his mercy. But you see, Jesus said something. He said, go and learn what it means to have mercy. Amen. He said, if you understand what it means to have mercy. You see, why? One of the reasons why Jesus said that is because God wants us also to be merciful. God also wants us to also delight in mercy. That when given the chance, we should show mercy. Now, showing mercy doesn't mean condoning or wrongdoing. No, that's not what, or become favoritism. That's not what it means. But it means show mercy. Mercy will not harm anyone. It will not be at the expense of anyone. It will not bring unfairness. Please, see, I was praying with a woman years ago about immigration issue. And I told her, I said, because that's the revelation I had then, the first time. Most of the immigration decision, we have three. We have no, yes. And we have that one 50-50. The person has to use his or her discretion to say yes or no. And the Lord showed, make me, like, showed me. I said, so let's pray that by favor, they will say yes. Because, you see, the person, the government has given, you see, the government said, when this is it, no. When this is it, yes. Yes. And when this is it, you choose. Use your discretion. But when God show you mercy, he said, okay, you let me just allow you. He show you mercy by favor. Yeah. I want you to understand. It's not at the expense of anyone. But he wants you to show mercy. Remember the Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. Remember we read it. Amen. And he said, I desire what? Mercy. Now let's read. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Oh, yes. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Amen. So now you know that God is merciful. You know that his mercy is what? Plenteous. You know that he delights in what? Mercy. Amen. He prefers mercy. His mercy is great. So the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we... I'm reading. You read in your mind. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He said, let come boldly unto the throne grace, meaning in prayer before God. We should come boldly that we may obtain what? Mercy. It shows that you obtain mercy. It shows that God has plenty of mercy. He's great in mercy. He wants to show mercy. He delights in mercy. He will choose mercy, but you have to avail yourself for the mercy. You have to come boldly and ask and accept mercy and desire mercy so that you will find grace. Do you get it? That's why you need to understand that God is a merciful. Because other than that, you won't go for the mercy of God. You won't go for the mercy of God. You will say, yeah, it's well, it's my foolishness. That's why I'm sick. It is true. So should you have the sickness? No, but you must know that, yes, just as you know, it's your foolishness. Why it's not you are sick? You must also know that, but God is able to heal me by showing me mercy. So God, show me mercy. And heal me. Not the word boldly. Why did he use the word what? Boldly? Why did he say we should come boldly? No, why did he say we should come boldly? Oh, to obtain mercy. Why we use the word come boldly? Because what you want to obtain is something he's willing. So just be bold about it. He's encouraging you. In other words, it's not something to beg to be. Boldly. He didn't say arrogantly. Arrogantly is pride. Or you think these days, most of the children, what's the word? Entitled, no. But come boldly means with assurance, with faith, to obtain mercy. Because mercy is there for you. It's plenty. Plenty of. Plenty, plenty. Psalm 5 verse 7. Amen. Psalm 5 verse 7. He said, he will come to God. Amen. in the multitude of his first. But I said, but as for me, I will come into thy house, the church, in the multitude of what? Thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship towards thy holy temple. In other words, the house means God's. When the house means you've come to God, whether in prayer or wherever. So he said, as for him, he will come into God or before God or to God in the multitude of what? His God's what? Mercy. He will not say that is over. He will not say he has blown it. But he will come in the multitude of what? God's mercy. Because he knows God is merciful. He knows great is his mercy. He knows God is willing to have mercy. Whatever the mercy may be, it's not only for forgiveness of sin. Because as I said, some is for favor. Some you truly don't qualify. But you need to work. You need to work. You can't speak English. You are in an English country. You need to work. If God don't show you mercy, you don't stand a chance. So God will show you mercy. Yes, God will show you mercy. But just giving you favor. The manager say, yeah, they all work, but all I need is someone not to talk who can work, so I will give her the job. Let her work. Yeah. Without he or she not even knowing. But the point is, say, all this, you will come to God in the multitude of God's mercy. Look at one more. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. It says, if you renounce your sin, you will find what? Mercy before what? God. 28, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. It says, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsake them shall have what? Mercy. The reason why I chose this one is it's one of the things that when people are involved, they rather shy away from God and the church. If you what? Confess and forsake them, mean repent. You have mercy. You have mercy. The man God Almighty, he likes mercy. He delights in mercy. He has plenty mercy. He has a problem with storage issue. You know, United Kingdom, you have problem with storage. You always train things. Yeah, he has problem. Because the thing is plenty. Plenty. There's a problem to store it. He wants to get rid of it. He can't throw it away. It's there. Believe it. Believe it. It's for us. It's for humans. It's for Christians. It is. It is. That's why I say, don't look back. Just look forward. Don't look back. Just look forward. Bishop Dark was saying a story. And in the story, he said he went to Colombia. And there was a man in Colombia, has a big church. So it was a pastor's conference. So he and the man, they were in a lift. And he said, he asked the man, how did you become born again and to be a pastor? He said, a very big church. And he said, oh, I killed somebody. And I ended up in prison. So when I was in prison, the government, new government came and they said some amnesty, the prisons overcrowded. So they are doing some lottery so that some people, whoever will win, will go. Yeah. And say, the man said, in the prison, he became born again. You understand? When they did the lottery, his name was also picked. So they gave him amnesty. They set him free. And said, and Mr. Shaw, Bishop Dark said, he looked at the man and said, wow, a murderer, now a pastor. Mercy of God. Mercy of God. A murderer, now a pastor. With a big church. Mercy of God. Mercy of God. Yeah, mercy of God. A murderer. What sin is greater than murdering? No sin is greater than taking the life of a person. No sin, believe me. You won't understand till you experience it. May you never experience it. Yeah. But you won't understand. No sin can be compared by killing a person or hurting a person to the extent that the person becomes useless. You can't live with it. But it's because of the mercy of God. Mercy of God. Huh? Few scriptures. Three or four, then we go. Remember I said he wants you to also show mercy.
Yes.
He wants you also to prefer mercy.
Yes.
To delight in mercy.
Yes.
And you must do so.
Yes.
It's painful. Sometimes it can feel painful. But to be like God, you have to. Not only should you to be like God, but for your own good. Why? Let me read some scriptures so that you understand. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verse 36 to 37. Last week we read this scripture about the good Samaritan. Amen. So Luke chapter 10, verse 36 says, remember the good Samaritan when they all passed by him. So Jesus asks, which now of these three men thinketh thou was what? Neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then he said, Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. What is the likewise? You should also go and have mercy. Note, you see this one, he didn't sin. It's not about sin. It's about a dying man has got nothing to do with you. Because many people, when they think of mercy, they only think of sin. It's not only sin. As I said, sometimes for God to have mercy on you is to show you favor. Sometimes for God to have mercy on you is to show you kindness. Sometimes for God to have mercy on you is to make that thing happen. Even marriage is God's mercy. Yes. Yeah. Because there are people without God, they will never marry. They won't marry. And because they won't marry, they are good people, but they will never be found righteous before God. And the mercy of God is that they will marry.
Amen.
Yeah. So mercy is not only sin. This man, he hasn't sinned. But the main point here is we should go and do likewise. We should go and what? Show mercy. Show mercy. So we are to show mercy. We are to show mercy. We are to show mercy. We must show mercy. We must delight in mercy. No, he didn't say sin. No. He didn't say indiscipline. He said mercy. He didn't say disorder. Because showing mercy doesn't mean indiscipline or disorder or encouraging sinfulness. Or, no. But to show mercy. No, he didn't say favoritism. Because those things are not what? Mercy. You see, because when you read Matthew chapter 5 verse 7, Matthew chapter 5 verse 7 says, to the merciful, God will show mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So if you want to obtain this plenteous mercy of God, you are to show mercy. You are to be merciful. Many Christians are not merciful. How many Christians, their pastor make a mistake? And I'm not talking about sin. Even sin, I won't even go there. I'm talking about mistake, and that's it. The pastor, all his goodness doesn't matter again. How many Christians, for whatever reason, even they are leaving church, they cut all ties with the pastor. They go about it such a way that if you don't really know yourself, you can even be tormented. They are not merciful.
But it is the merciful, I didn't say it, who what? Obtain mercy. It's the merciful who will obtain mercy. The Bible said the same standard you use shall be used. Yeah. My standard will be used for me. That's why I always like to lower the standard. Always, yes. Than the, yeah. Because that same standard will be used for me. Yeah. Yeah. To the merciful. Blessed are the merciful. Why? Because they shall obtain mercy. So he wants us to show what? Mercy. Look at Matthew chapter 18, verse 32 to 34, please. Amen. Now let's read it. He said, then his Lord, this is a parable of Jesus, someone that the master showed mercy. He was owing the master a lot of money. And the master, when he said, I don't have money, let him go. And he went, someone owing him small, took him to prison. And when the master heard it, this is what he said. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, oh, thou wicked what servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou deservest me. You asked me, shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to what? The tormentors, till he should pay what? All that was what? Due to him. Amen. All that was what? Due to him. Maybe the NIV, so that I don't need to explain. Because you see that the word pity there stands for mercy. Amen. Because I told you sometimes for God to have mercy on you is to show you pity. So he says, shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow what? Servant? He used the word compassion. So he was taken back because you refused to have mercy. You refused to have mercy because he didn't speak to you well. But you didn't speak to me well. You insulted me as well. And you also shut the door. But we had mercy on you. And you only one out of the three, you didn't go back. So we are to have mercy. Yeah, because when you read the Bible will tell you again that anyone who doesn't show mercy will be judged without mercy. God is a judge. Yes. James chapter 2, verse 13. God is a judge. He is always judging. And he must judge. And there's no hypocrisy, no favoritism. The Bible says he's a just judge. But one of the things God does is he judges by having mercy. You understand? By having mercy. You see, so he said, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been what? Merciful. And he said, mercy triumphs over judgment. So it means that God judges, but he always allows mercy. He always factors mercy in his judgment. So anyone who judges without what? Mercy will also be what? Anyone who is not merciful will also be judged without mercy. So be careful when you are judging. Be careful. You might be right. Your judgment is right. But perhaps there's no mercy. You can judge right and still be merciful. Still be merciful. Sometimes the lawyers are merciful. The law allowed them to be merciful. They look at you and say, we can see you are remorseful. And we believe you are, so because of that, instead of 15 years, we are giving you 7 years. Is the judge showing mercy? Judgment with mercy. Yeah. So, we are to show mercy. Sometimes I always say, Lord, have mercy. I always say that. Because sometimes I don't even know. And I mean, I don't know whether I'm doing right or wrong, whether I'm showing mercy or not. Because see, my work is to fight evil and fight for good. So there's a thin line. But I always rely on mercy. I'm not afraid. That's why I'm not afraid. It's the mercy. I'm not afraid. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Lord, mercy. Show me mercy. Amen. Because of your mercies. Because of your mercy. Show her mercy by doing this for her. Wow. Be merciful unto me by helping him. I pray these prayers. Because sometimes the mercy he will show is that he will solve that problem. So that now the torment, the thinking is no more there. Other than that, you would think, you wake up in the morning and you can't smile. You don't even know. Because by the time you wake up, your mind is already there. Pressure. Yeah. Sometimes I say, Lord, show me mercy. Let me sleep like a baby. Amen. You don't sleep like a baby. You sleep, you are slept. You don't. Yeah. Like a baby, you wake up fresh. Not like you sleep, you are all over the place. You wake up tired.
Yes, that
one. Tired.
Yes.
Now, when we connect this scripture to our first scripture, note, I will say mercy triumphs over judgment. Now, in the holiest of holies, before God, there's something we call the glorious judgment seat. There's a judgment seat of Christ. Amen. But I said, mercy triumphs over judgment. Meaning, even when God sits down and is judging, and you obtain mercy, if you obtain mercy, mercy what? Trump over judgment. So it's important. Three main things, or two main things. We remember that God is merciful.
Amen.
And the second thing is, remember that the mercies of God is not there for God, it's there for us. To obtain, not the word, to obtain, is there, but you can reject it or not go for it.
Wow.
And the third, we are to be merciful.
Amen.
We are to be what? Merciful. I met a man of God. And when I met the man of God, the first conversation I had with the man of God was from what he said. Now looking back, I don't even know if it is true. The first conversation I had with the man of God is that he left his church and traveled. When he came, the person he entrusted the church to has taken key members from what? His church, and move them away. It has hurt him. It has destroyed their relationship. But my dealing with the man of God, in a few weeks, I realized the man of God wants to do the same thing to me. That's why I'm not even sure if his story is true. Because I find it difficult that something that hurt you, that you, the moment you saw me from nowhere, you are telling me you want to do the same to me. But by the mercies of God, he didn't succeed.
Amen.
You see, but the point I want to know is that, the point I'll try to say that, even if my member is coming to you, from what you've experienced, I expect that you will have mercy. And tell the member, we don't do it like that. Be there. Be there. Have you noticed that this church, I don't know if you noticed that this church, there are people, especially our prayer meetings, they only come for prayer meetings.
Yes.
And whenever they come, they feel at home and everything.
Yes, yes.
Do you know one of the reasons? Because when they like our prayer meeting, they're already in churches. And I've told them, listen, you don't need to stop your church. I'm happy. You, as long wherever you receive us, we receive you the same. In fact, one of the services, anniversary, one guy, he's the one who opens their church. He told me, he didn't tell me, he told Pastor Joyce that he's not going to church because of the anniversary. He's come to spend the anniversary with us. When Pastor Joyce called me, I called him. I stopped him. I said, you can't do that. Your church is your church. I'm your sister church. Your first priority. Don't come. Don't come. Be there. I said, you'll be found to be unfaithful. She's my witness. I called him. I can mention his name, Noel. I stopped him. He still come here. When he comes, he feels at home. Yeah. Because no pressure. He knows my nothing. Yeah. Nothing. So I was shocked. I was shocked. But to the mercy, God will show mercy. Anyone who jar without mercy will not obtain mercy, even though we are to come to God boldly to obtain mercy, for the mercy is there for us.
Amen.
Give the Lord a clap offering. We are going to stand up. You've heard the word of God. Just begin to pray about the word of God that you have heard now. It is a good time to ask God for mercy. It's a good time to ask God for mercy. Remember, mercy is not only for the forgiveness of sin. It's not only for pity. It's not only for compassion. It's not only for favor. It's not only for goodness. It's not only for kindness. It is for mercy, the embodiment of everything good from God. Maybe this is the time that you tell God that have mercy on me by healing me. Oh, by your mercies, heal me. Have mercy on me by healing my child or by delivering my child. By your mercy, give me another child. That's why he said, by your mercy, deliver me. It's not about what you have done or what you can do. Tonight is about the mercy. Today is about the mercy of God. The mercy of God is able to do everything. Yes, maybe you can't fast. Maybe you can't pray longer. And maybe in that situation, it will take a long fasting and prayer. But say, Lord, by your mercy, today deliver me. By your mercy, today answer me. By your mercy, have mercy on my child. Have mercy on my husband. Have mercy on my situation. For his mercies endure forever. For great is his mercy. For plenteous are his mercy. For he delights in mercy. Father, we ask for your mercy. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us. Show us more mercy. It is also the time to pray that God should help you to be merciful. God should help you to be merciful.
We believe you have been blessed by the teachings of God's word. For audio CDs, videos, books, and other information, please visit our website on www.devotionallightchurch.com. God bless you.